Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
Brownie, you mentioned something to me this morning, which I think maybe some of the listeners might find a bit disturbing. It's about some of your behind-the-scenes habits.
Yeah, Chris, normally I am a clean guy, okay? I like to wash myself, and, you know, I generally keep clean. But when it comes to washing clothing, there's an item of clothing which I haven't exactly been very clean with, so to say.
Yeah, and that item...
My jeans. The jeans I'm wearing right now, It has been roughly about 2 weeks to the day since I last put them through the wash.
Okay. And when are you planning on washing them?
When it's not so cold.
What about that shirt? How long is that shirt?
This just freshly came off the line.
Really?
Yep. It took about 4 days for it to dry.
Why has it got blood and what looks like urine on it?
Well, I got hungry this morning. And I like my meat fresh, straight off the cow. Worked out well, didn't it? But Chris, let's move on. The thing is, you know, these pair of jeans I've got, like, they're not dirty, they're not smelly at the moment, there's no stains all over them. I don't have another pair of jeans to wear, so, you know, I'm just sort of like wearing these day in, day out.
And so is this a regular thing? Are you always leaving it this long to put them through the wash?
Normally,
you could do a couple of days and then chuck them through the wash.
The thing is, because it's so cold right now, I don't actually have a spare pair of long pants to wear. Like, I've got tracky ducks, but you can't wear those to work.
So you own one pair of jeans
to your
name?
Yeah, that's it. So if I put them through the wash, there's about 3 or 4 days there where I won't have long pants. And it's very cold outside.
Do you not have a dryer or anything? No. Do you have a house with heating?
We have a house with heating, yeah, but when you put this stuff over the heater on the clothes rack, which we've got one of those clothes horses, It takes about 3 to 4 days roughly for it to dry off completely.
Okay.
So I've just sort of decided, you know, it doesn't smell, like, they look fine as it is.
Okay,
it
all right. Well, here's the thing. The weekend comes up. Obviously, you've got a long time to put your jeans out and dry them then. I mean...
But I'm going out all weekend. Like, sometimes I'll stay home, but sometimes I'll go out to go down to shops and stuff like that.
You need to buy a second pair of pants.
Like, they're fine. It's not like anyone's going to walk around and go, oh, look at Brownie's jeans. You know, they're dirty. He's been wearing them for 2 weeks.
No, but...
People can't smell them.
No, that's... All right. Maybe that's one thing, but after a certain amount of time, they will start rotting on your actual body and falling apart.
No, they're not. They're fine. Like, if I look all over...
What's that hole in the crotch?
There's a little hole there. It's a little one. It's fine. It's nothing too bad.
It's a little one, but I can still see everything.
Chris, I'm pretty sure it's fine. You know, 2 weeks is nothing compared to, you know, what some of the other people out there have gone without washing their clothing.
Have you considered buying new pants?
I have, yeah, but you need to have money to buy new jeans.
Well, you just bought new shoes. You're wearing new shoes today.
Yeah,
so,
I bought them last week.
So nice prioritising.
I'd rather jeans as opposed to buying
your
shoes.
Your 12 sets of shoes there, Sex and the City.
I don't like shoes that much.
Anyone out there who's done the same thing as Brownie, have you basically not washed in a while? And I've tracked down someone on 13, 12, 16, Brownie. Amanda, your story. Tell us about it.
I haven't washed clothes for 3 months. I just have been buying new ones.
Oh, okay. So your solution is buying instead of washing.
I have so many clothes, and like sometimes I'm like, I'll just chuck it out because I can't be bothered washing it.
And you know what? I think there may be some girls out there who go, you know what? That's a great idea. I always have something new.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's actually, you know, what I do with my underwear. When it gets to the point, you know, where my underwear is getting a bit smelly and I need to have a bit of a wash, I'll go out and buy a brand new pair.
Wow. My suggestion with your underpants was launch into space and nuke it from there.
It's not that bad, Chris. You make it sound like I'm a very bad-smelling person.
You know, jeans can go a couple of days. I just don't think they can go, like, a full lifetime.
I'll stand up so you can have a look.
No,
can you
don't.
See any stains on there at all?
Mainly around the crutch. It's 19 past 7 on Star.
For about a couple of weeks now, you've made a couple of comments here and there about your upcoming wedding.
Yep.
Happening next year. Your beautiful fiancé and yourself will be hitching it up or getting hitched, yep?
Yep.
And you've made a couple of comments about me not getting an invite, me not coming along.
Yeah, that's right.
Why? Like, am I not invited to the wedding?
Well, it's only a small group, and it's only family and some very close friends.
I'm a friend, aren't I? I mean, we work together every day.
That doesn't make you a friend, though.
It should. You know, we share so much of our lives with each other. I thought that I would, you know, play a significant role in coming to your wedding.
Oh, so I should invite you to my wedding?
Yeah. I want to know, like, why aren't I coming?
So wait, just to clarify, when was the last party that you invited me to? When last time that you went out, when did you invite me?
I had my party for my birthday, and
No, not your birthday. You go out nearly every Friday and Saturday night.
I do, yes.
So when was the last time that you invited me out with you?
I've invited you out a couple of times, and you said, you know, I can't make it, can't come out. I invited you to my birthday party, and you said, oh, okay, I'll see if I can make it, but
because
you didn't
I've come. Got Dad's birthday on the same day.
Ah, okay.
Remember? Okay. We've had this argument several times.
We have had this argument.
So how many times have you invited me out?
I can count.
And remember
count
when I invited
hands,
you over for Christmas?
Yeah, I know
and
that,
and then you came over, and then you'd already been to half a dozen other parties, and you tricked me saying you didn't have anywhere to go to, and you'd been to.
You.
Yes, you did.
I
you said I've got
anywhere.
Nowhere to go. There was tears in your eyes. You hugged me live on air to say thank you. Finally, I have somewhere to spend Christmas. And then you went to three other households and had Christmas
that.
With them.
I meant that,
and then came
Chris.
And spent it with me.
But look, see, we do spend a bit of time together. We spend quite a bit of time together.
And I try and be nice. But hey, this is my special day. We're talking about
it's a special day, and I would love
for
to
my
be,
family and close friends.
I would love to be a part of it.
Okay, so why do you deserve to come along?
Because in a way, I kind of feel a little bit partly responsible for hooking you guys up.
Really?
Yeah. The story goes, you know, back in the day, I was talking to
back
your fiance before you guys first hooked up. I was talking to her on Facebook, and I was talking to you on Facebook at the same time, having a chat between the two of you. You know, your fiance was saying, "I think I like Chris. What should I do?" You were saying, "I think I like her. What should I do?" I said, look, just go for it and see what happens.
And we'd been together for at least 2-3 weeks then, and we were both actually in the same room on separate computers having you on.
You weren't.
Yes, we were.
Were you?
Yeah. So how exactly, again, are you responsible?
I didn't know that. Why would you do that?
Because it was fun. God damn it, it was fun. It was so much fun.
Look, okay, the big thing is I'm gutted. I am really gutted and hurt that I don't get an invite to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And can we throw to the listeners and see what they think?
13, 12, 16. Was it Rob?
We got Rob, yes.
Rob's on the line. What do you reckon, buddy?
I'm sorry, mate. I don't reckon that you should.
It's
completely up to him. And, like, you sound like a bit of a character, mate. You could possibly be a bit of a loose cannon, and you can't afford to have that kind of stuff at your wedding.
I'm not that bad of a person. I know how to act responsibly in situations like that.
I'm sure that, you know, you think that you're going to act responsibly at the time, and it's all very good and well in the light of day to say those things, but really, in the heat of the moment, are you going to be able to hold that together?
Oh, definitely. I can assure myself that I can do it.
Thank you very much for your call, Rob. I just wanted to say, you claim before that we're close friends, right?
We are friends, aren't we?
Do you remember what I gave you for your birthday present?
This year?
Yep.
Yes, I've got it, yeah.
Have you got it on you?
I haven't got it on me, no. Because the thing is, you gave me...
Wait. I gave you a wallet.
Yes.
A wallet. Now, you don't have it on you?
I don't have it on me, no.
Are you using it?
No, here's the thing.
Because can I go through that bag and see if you've got your wallet on you?
You can go through the bag. The thing is, I'm not using it because I like it so much. No. Don't laugh. Listen. The thing is, like, I like the wallet so much. All of my wallets I have always get stuffed up at one point. I like the wallet so much, it's sitting on my mantelpiece at home with things I like to collect.
Wow.
I think it's awesome, Chris.
That excuse doesn't work when I say it to my mum. It doesn't work for you now. Well, let's leave it up to the next caller. 13, 12, 16. And joining us on the line, I believe, is my fiancé. Morning, honey. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Browning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay.
Now, in your opinion, first time caller, long time listener, what do you reckon? Do you think Brandy should come to our wedding?
Well, like, I like Brownie, but no, because he doesn't know anyone else who'll be at our wedding, and so we'll have to spend the whole time talking to him, and I'd prefer to talk to other people who I like a lot more than talk to Brownie out of feeling bad.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.